It's the Wednesday edition of the North Shore Drive podcast here at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And as I said, we had a special surprise coming for you. It's Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion cornerback with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He does the All Things Covered podcast with Patrick Peterson. He does great content there. I wanted to ask him some important questions about the Steelers, his show, media in general, and what this the outlook of this season is going to be, all right here on the North Shore Drive podcast from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I'm your host, Chris Carter. Let's get into it.
You are now listening to the North Shore Drive podcast, a show on all things Pittsburgh sports from the writers of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, hosted by Christopher Carter.
Hello and welcome to the North Shore Drive podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter. We are a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday show that comes to you from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, post-gazette.com for all of our content. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting app and on YouTube if you want to get all our content. We also have daily content that comes on all things Pittsburgh sports through the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. As I said, though, we're joined by a special guest here today, Bryant McFadden. You can find him on CBSSports.com and CBS Sports in general, giving all great analysis on football. You can also, if you remember, he's a two-time Super Bowl champion. This man used to go up one-on-one with some of the best receivers in the NFL and help the Steelers get their last two Lombardis. He's Bryant McFadden, ladies and gentlemen. Bryant, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Chris. Thank you for inviting me on your pod.
We appreciate having you here, man. I wanted to get to talk to you because you've been a tape analyst, a draft analyst. I've seen you cover a lot of different things over the years, and you've kind of been giving your perspective as well. So when you come in and you give your perspective, you're not just a former athlete who's just ripping off the cuff. You do the hard work in the film to study things. And so there's some people who are very excited about Joey Porter Jr. and some people who are like, I don't know, maybe it's just a legacy draft pick from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Where do you stand as far as evaluating his tape? We know you've talked with him and you and Patrick Peterson. Of course, Patrick works with him now with the Steelers. But what's your insight as far as his strengths and how it'll play into his career?
Well, I'm excited to have Joey Porter Jr. be a part of the Pittsburgh Steelers, especially when you talk about the value in which they got when they drafted him. I mean, many experts, many analysts felt like JP Jr. was going to be a for sure first rounder. The reality of the draft played out. Unfortunately, he didn't go in the first round, but utilizing that second round pick on JP Jr., that's a huge plus. That's great value there when you talk about most people feeling like you got a first rounder in the second rounder, in the second round. And then when you talk about his athletic skill set, extremely long, he's 6'2", very, very athletic, can play with a low center of gravity. His change of direction is not in question. He competes at a high level. He played against top level talent throughout his collegiate time at Penn State, and he stood the test. He stood up to the test and he delivered the goods. So I like everything that he provides as an individual playing the cornerback position, but the best is yet to come. I do believe Joey Porter Jr. will be a better pro than he was collegiate player, which is saying a lot because he came out of Penn State with a lot of high regards based on what people felt like the potential will be, and being able to allow that potential to become a reality, I think Steeler Nation will love seeing 24, number 24 making the big time plays throughout his career in Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. One of the criticisms that some people wanted to have about Joey Porter Jr. was his lack of interceptions. He only had one in college, but this is a guy, and I've emphasized this a lot, especially in his last year with Penn State. He was targeted only 30 times, gave up only 15 completions. None of those went for touchdowns, and he had 9 pass breakups. When you watch him, are ball skills a question, or is that just a factor of people weren't throwing the ball at him?
It's a little bit about the opportunities or the lack thereof. Then you got to factor in the defense that he played a lot of man-to-man. When you're playing a lot of man-to-man, Chris, your eyes is on the wide receivers. You're not able to be in a zone concepts where you can utilize your free eyes to look at the quarterback to be able to get an extra step on where the passes are going. When you're playing man-to-man, your back is facing the quarterback, and you know deep passes, you're able to become a wide receiver and look back for the ball. But most importantly, you're finding and keeping your eyes on the wide receiver. So that plays a part in the lack of interceptions that Joey Porter did not have compared to some of his peers that were drafted, you know, in this past year's draft at the cornerback position. But the most important thing when you talk about studying cornerbacks, when you look at the location or where they're supposed to be, Are they where they're supposed to be? And oftentimes he was right where he needed to be able to be disruptive. And as you mentioned, coming up with some big time PBUs and not allowing a lot of receptions in his wake.
I agree. That's the analysis that when I watch this tape, I'm like, man, I don't think it's that he can't do it. I think it's that he's not getting a whole lot of opportunities to do it when you look at his stuff. And I think that also the early talk, we talked a little about this last week on the podcast here, but he seems to be fitting in very well with the Steelers, not just because people know him and like Mike Tomlin watched him as a kid, but because he's bringing the work ethic. He's studying, he's learning. And Patrick Peterson seemed very excited. Your partner on the All Things Covered podcast, which you guys can check out on all the same podcasting platforms and YouTube. It's a great show. I watch it all the time because you guys give great stuff. Here was Patrick Peterson in the locker room talking about Joey Porter Jr. and him potentially being the future and how he can grow into that.
How many more years I have left? You know, he's a rookie. At some point, the torch is going to be passed to him. You know, so I just want to continue to help him show him how to find his way, to find his resume, or you know, what may help him throughout the week, because what may help him may be different for me. You know, so I want to just continue to teaching him how to find his way to become a better athlete.
Can you tell his dad played in the league? Like, are there things that you see about him, like he gets this quicker than some other people?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You could tell he came from a football background. Just his understanding of different schemes, different coverages, leverage, and just this competitive edge that he has as a rookie. You know, you can just tell that he's a guy that wants to get better, that wants to be that guy eventually. And when you see guys like that, you just, like I say, just can't help but the form.
And there, Brian, I think a lot of the things that you guys have touched about on your show about Joey Porter Jr., he's professional. He knows what to look for. It's part of the benefits of when you have not even if it's not just a dad, if you have a family member in the NFL, you know more of what to expect. It's part of Mike Tomlin talked about. This is why they are keen on drafting brothers. It's not a question as far as how much work goes into it. But when you have gotten a chance to experience Joey Porter Jr. and pick his brain and get to see what kind of aspects of him as an individual, even away from the football field, do you get from him and how he approaches, you know, just his everyday work and what you think is going to lead to his success?
Well, what I gathered throughout my conversation with JP Jr., of course, we had him on the podcast, been knowing him pretty much his entire life, you know, going back to my early years with the Pittsburgh Steelers, that he loves the game. That's the most important trait you want to see from a player. Do they love the game? Because when the love is involved in whatever it is you're trying to do, you're going to continue to try to improve because you love doing what you're doing. It's no difference than being a podcaster or a banker or a person in pharmaceuticals, something like that. If you love doing that, guess what? You're going to always try to find ways to become better because it's not a job. You're doing what you love to do. So for him, he loves the game of football. So I don't doubt that he's going to do everything in his power to continue to improve, to be the best him that he can be, because it fulfills that love. It fulfills that drive. And secondly, he has the skill sets. Athleticism is very, very important when you play the cornerback position, because Mike Tomlin loves this. He loves big men that can run like little men. Joey Porter, when you talk about playing the cornerback position, he's a 6'2 guy, so he's above the average height for corners, but he moves like a little guy. He bends. He has good knee bend. He's not upright. He's not too tall. I mean, he can get low enough to be able to transition in and out of his breaks to be where he needs to be, which is what he displayed at Penn State. So I love that about him, because when you factor in and you talk to some players and you feel like there's a concern or there might not be the love that they need for them to be successful, what happens when they get a new contract, right? If you already question if the love was there, clearly when their pockets get fuller, you're going to definitely question that even more. But when you talk about guys like JP Jr. or you talk about even Pat Pete, you know, I've been knowing him his entire life. When he got his contract, guess what? He got more motivated to prove everybody, guess what? Man, they got me. I was underpaid. I'm underpaid. They should have gave me more, because the love is there. You know what I mean? So that's the unique thing that I love about Joey Porter Jr. And that's something that I oftentimes, you know, try to figure out when you talk about some of these young prospects. We know you can play. We see it. We saw you play at college, right? It's about the intangibles. Do you love the game? because there is a lot that goes into being a professional player and consistently delivering the goods. You got to be more than just a gifted athletic guy. You got to love the game.
Absolutely. I want to get more perspective from you, Bryant, on you guys' show and the direction that I think media is starting to go in with more athletes getting their voices on the airwaves for people to get authentic opinions from them. We'll get that in just a second from you here on the North Shore Drive podcast. I'm Chris Carter. He's Bryant McFadden. But first, I want to tell you guys about our great sponsors at GameTime.co. If you ever wanted to buy tickets at up to the last minute, GameTime is the app for you. You can download it right to your mobile device, or you can go to GameTime.co, their website, to sign up to get tickets for anything from sports events, music, comedy, theater events near you. They give you killer deals on last-minute tickets, and they have a best price guarantee that can't be beat, and you can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped over the fun you're about to have. Download the GameTime app today, and you could book tickets even up to the last minute. If you didn't know that a certain comedian was coming in town, Dave Chappelle was just in Pittsburgh, if you didn't know about that, GameTime could have gotten you in there, and on great deals. They have exclusive flash deals for tickets, even football games, basketball games, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, anything and anywhere near you. Go to the Game Time app right now, and they have the Game Time guarantee, which means you'll always get the best price. So if you get tickets from Game Time and you find tickets in the same section and same row for less somewhere else, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code PITTPIT for $20 off your first purchase, or go to their website, GameTime.co. Terms and conditions apply. Create an account and redeem code PITTPIT for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. We're back here on the North Shore Drive podcast. Chris Carter, your host, here with Bryant McFadden, Super Bowl champion, CBS Sports, and all things covered host with Patrick Peterson. Bryant, I asked Patrick Peterson specifically about you guys' show in the locker room during OTAs. I want you to listen to what he had to say, and I got some questions just as far as how you guys came up with it and how it relates to a lot of things going on in media. But here was Patrick Peterson when I asked him that.
VMAC, it's great, man. We've been on All Things Covered now for, I believe, going on 3 years. You know, so it's been amazing. It's been an amazing journey, and I thank him to this day because he's the one that got me into it. You know, it was during the pandemic, and he was like, man, I think we should, you know, start our own podcast. I'm like, man, into that crap. And I'll be doggone, I started loving it. Been having some great guests, some great candid conversations. And the fans love it. You know, we just want to continue giving, you know, as much information that we can to better help the fans understand what the player goes through or what their day-to-day life is or what the coaches' conversations are like. So it's pretty cool.
Is what he told you about the Steelers turning out to be true?
No doubt about it. Everything that he told me about this organization, this facility, this locker room, Coach Tomlin, I mean, just loss of words. So I'm just happy to finally be a part of one of Coach Thomas.
Llegaron los Propane Days a Lowe's. Desde ahora hasta el 16 de junio, los miembros MVPs de Lowe's reciben un 20% de reembolso en pintura con una tarjeta de regalo electrónica de Lowe's por compras de pinturas elegibles de $100 o más. Lleva la nueva y exclusiva pintura HGTV Home de Sherwin-Williams SpecRite para interiores. Lowe's sabe de pros. Aplican exclusiones, restricciones y más términos. Visita Lowe's.com/L/Pro Loyalty Terms. Sujeto a cambios.
So, Bryant, you hear Patrick talk about that, and he said you approached him. What made you come up with this idea? Like, hey, let me do a show with Pat Pete. We can make this go off. What was the thinking process? And then what was it like when he was the first? Like, what do you mean a podcast?
For me, it was around the time during the pandemic, as he mentioned, me being a sports analyst. You know, there wasn't a lot to talk about because there wasn't live game action, and we didn't know exactly if we would have an NFL season.
Yeah.
So the content wasn't as spicy as it usually is during normal times, right? So I started to do Instagram live videos with different athletes that I know of that I had some type of relationship with. And my first Instagram live guest was Pat Pete. And we was on Instagram live for about 30, 40 minutes. Fans were chiming in, sending their questions. We were addressing their questions, just having a candid conversation. And then when we got done, I asked him, I said, how did you like it? He was like, man, I like it. You know, it just, man, you know, we family. So it's not a interview type session. It's more of a conversational like piece. And I said, would you like doing something like this? If I can come up with a concept, maybe like a podcast. Would you mind being involved with it with me? He's like, man, I don't know, Matt. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, listen, all I need you to do is you just focus on football, because at that time he's with the Carolina Panthers. I said, you focus on football. You allow me to handle everything else. If I present something to you that makes sense, would you entertain it? He said, okay, if it makes sense, Matt, okay, yeah, let's see. So I kind of, you know, brainstormed and kind of came up with the lay of the land of what this podcast potentially could be, how I would like the content to be driven, the name. I wanted the name to resonate to something for me and Pat. That's why it's All Things Covered, both play cover corner. You know, we cover all things on our platform, not just football. So I presented it to him. He was like, okay, I like it. So then I kind of shared it with CBS, and the rest is history. The rest is history. So, yeah, it's been a pleasure. And that's my guy, man. I know we're cousins, but it's almost like he's my little brother, because, you know, everything that I've been able to do and that he's been able to do is kind of correlated together. You know what I mean? Playing the same position, being the number one cornerback coming out of our high school class. You know, he went first round. I went second round. You know, when you talk about being a potential Hall of Famer, he is that. You know what I mean? And I'll hopefully have an opportunity to add to his resume with a sticky Lombardi this year with the Pittsburgh Steelers, which would be dope. So, man, it's amazing. I love it. We love it daily. We're going to continue to drive some nice, entertaining stories and fulfilling your ears and your eyes with good content.
Well, there's no doubt you guys have been successful as far as on YouTube, and just YouTube. I don't know about the audio platforms, but you guys have over 33,000 subscribers, and you guys recently crossed over 9 million total views. You guys are killing it right now with your podcast. And I think it's very interesting that we've seen a lot of athletes and former athletes venture into this field and have success. You have Cam Hayward's podcast, Ben Roethlisberger's podcast. Everyone's sort of branching out and figuring things out. And it's starting to become more common for athletes themselves to say, you know what? I'm not going to have someone else call out my voice. I'm not going to have someone speak third person about what I said, you know, on their show. I want to show my voice, and I want to give you my perspective as far as that. I think that there's a very big, important place in media for that, especially now as media continues to expand. You know, podcasts weren't a thing, you know, 10, 15 years ago, the way they are today. What do you think that impact is having on media as a whole? Because now you're in media. You don't just do the podcast. You work for CBS Sports. You're that is a career for you now. What have you seen? How have you seen that change the field and what we kind of take in as just consumers of media?
It's allowing the players, current and past, to showcase that they're more than just football players, that they have a voice, that they're informed about what is going on outside of the game. And it's great because most fans only see one side of a player, what they do during game day.
I agree.
A brief interview during the week of prep in the locker room, and maybe a post-game interview after a ball game. And that's it. A lot of these guys are very, very, you know, when you talk about the characters that they display, they have different personalities. They're into different nuances outside of the game of football. And it's entertaining when you get a chance to hear that. And you feel like you understand and you know the individual more when they're not just talking about the game that you watch them play. So, and with Pat P, initially it was like, okay, he was kind of, you know, not knowing if he wanted to do it. Now he loves doing it. And now he foresees a post-career involving the media when he's done playing the game of football. Because just because of the podcast we've been able to do, it's showing him like, man, I like doing this. I love doing this. I love being able to have guests on. And now Pat P is the guy who's doing the interviewing. You know what I mean? So he loves that, and they can open up other doors for a lot of guys like Patrick Peterson and other players that are involved in it now to be able to venture off into the media world whenever their playing days are over.
I think you're right on the money there. There is a human element that I think often gets lost in the sauce when it comes to fans and how they appreciate athletes. Because, you know, when you got beat for a touchdown in the NFL, you know, people would tweet, or, well, I guess Twitter might not have existed around then, but you get my point. Like, people would come for you, and there's criticism, and you're an athlete. You're on the field. You know you messed up. You know something went wrong. And it can be frustrating to deal with that, knowing, hey, I got to correct this, but here comes people in the locker room. And I'm saying this as a person in the media. I talk to players, win or lose. I ask them questions. And, you know, I always try to come from the perspective of, like, hey, that play doesn't define them as a person. But it's just something that happened there in their profession. Just like when I misspeak on a podcast or I mistype something in an article that I write, it's the same sort of thing. But it is it has been difficult, I think, for fans to separate that, and that's why sometimes you see the harsh criticism come for players when they make mistakes. And I think that you're very right. That's something that could maybe change with more and more athletes like yourself, like Patrick Peterson, coming out and having these shows where you don't just talk. They're not just talking football. They're not talking X's and O's, even though that's great. I love the X's and O's talk. But talking about what you guys get into, who you are as people, as family members, you know, brothers, husbands, cousins, all the different things that about you that make you unique and make you people.
No doubt. No doubt. And fans do. They really enjoy it. Of course, you want to give them the hardcore part, which is the football side of things, but being able to talk about other things, you know, that we love, that we love to be a part of, is great. You get a chance to know who you're dealing with when you get a chance to allow them to open up to you to display more than what you've seen.
Absolutely. I want to get Bryant's thoughts on the Steelers as a whole going into this year and his expectations for them. We'll do that in a minute here on the North Shore Drive podcast. Stick with us. We'll be right back. We're back here on the North Shore Drive podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, here with Bryant McFadden, former Steelers cornerback, two-time Super Bowl champion, host of the All Things Covered podcast, and of course, NFL analyst and football analyst on CBS Sports. Bryant, let's get into the Steelers this year. You recently came out and said, like, you feel good about the 49ers game, even just as the starting part of the season. When I saw that, because I was looking at the Steelers schedule, I was doing the live show with Channel 11 here in Pittsburgh. And when I saw the Steelers had the Niners in week one, I was like, that's the perfect time. You got the whole quarterback situation still going to be a mess. You still got the Steelers over the last few years, they have been a problem for anybody. In week one, you look at the Bengals last year, everyone counted them out. They pulled that out. The Bills the year before, everyone counted out. They went and did that. And now they get their first home game since like 2014 on a week opener. I think that's a strong point, but I think also you're very high on the Steelers as a whole this year. What do you think is going to make the Steelers a bigger contender here? And how far do you see them going as far as this season?
Well, what will make the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2023 a better contender is health. Mm-hmm. That's it. I think the consensus would agree with me when I say this. What we see right now on paper, the way how the roster is orchestrated, this might be one of the more talented teams we've had in quite some time on both sides of football. When you factor in talent and experience, this is something we haven't had the luxury of having for quite some time. So if this talent can stay healthy, yes, we're going to be competitive. I like, even though, Chris, the AFC North will be a very, very competitive division, but the Pittsburgh Steelers, they've always found a way to hold their own in their division. Even going back to last year.
Yeah.
Right? The turnover at the quarterback position, Trubisky was the guy, then in comes a rookie. We still found a way to take care of business against quality teams. Heck, week one against Cincinnati. Offense didn't do anything. But our defense terrorized Joe Burrow, right? Cincinnati was a good team. Could have easily went to the championship. So we split that series with them. We split with Baltimore. If I'm correct, if I'm wrong, we split with Cleveland as well, right?
You split with Cleveland? They swept the Ravens, though, right?
We swept the Browns, I think.
No, because they lost to the Browns early in the season with Mitch Trubisky. Yeah. That was the George Pickens crazy catch game.
Yeah. So we split Cleveland,
split the Bengals, split the Browns, and I think swept the Ravens.
Yes. Now, if you factor in the injuries that we were dealing with, because I would reiterate this time and time again. Mm-hmm. When we don't have T.J. Watt, we're not a good team.
Troy Polamalu in your day, man. When he was out in 2009, that's the only year you guys weren't the elite of the elite defenses from like 2008 to like 2012.
Yeah. And so not having T.J. Watt played a lot in splitting with the Browns and, you know, seeing what happened the second time against the Cincinnati Bengals. But just in our division, man, we're healthy, man. We can disrupt some things. So, yeah, I think we can go definitely a playoff caliber team if we're healthy. And in regards to the first game, Oh, no question. No question. I love Pittsburgh. I'm a betting man. I do a lot of betting content for CBS. Heck, I do a lot of betting content for myself. I love Pittsburgh getting 3 points. As you mentioned, and I said this as well, the first game, not knowing exactly the quarterback situation, will it be Trey Lance or Sam Darnold? You get San Francisco coming, traveling from the West Coast to the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And also, too, as you mentioned, that stat, what people don't understand, the last 7 week one matchups, Mike Tomlin has only surrendered 1 loss. That loss happened in 2019 by the hands of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady in New England.
Yep. Yeah.
In New England.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, he's won and he had 1 tie in Cleveland. If you look at what we saw the last 2 week one matchups on the road, Cincinnati, a championship caliber team last year, we found a way to win. The year before that, a championship caliber team in the Buffalo Bills on the road. Guess who won that ball game?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh. In both matchups, that was one of the bigger surprises during the week one matchups. Last year was a big surprise because what Cincinnati did the year before, not knowing what we would have at the quarterback position, even though Trubisky started, we won. The year before that, going on the road against Buffalo, how did Pittsburgh win that ball game? People still confused about that. So Mike Tomlin, week one, he's one of the best coaches in week one matchups, not to mention those 2 teams that I just highlighted for Pittsburgh that beat Cincinnati, Chris, and beat Buffalo. This team has more talent.
I agree. They're a more balanced roster. I mean, they've added offensive line. They've got depth on the defensive line. They added Marcus Golden as a third edge rusher.
I love that signing, by the way.
I mean, it made sense. And it's just like, well, why not? And when you look at the contract, it's only like $1 million against the cap. They still have room to make another move here. If you look at the Steelers roster right now, if you were Omar Khan, where would you be gunning position-wise? What would be the thing that you would think like, hey, this would be the perfect final piece to add to this roster and send it to training camp?
Well, that's a good question. Probably say inside backer.
I'd agree.
I probably would say inside backer. Because when you look at what we've done, Marcus Golden, who was a former teammate of Pat Pease out in Arizona, experience. Mm-hmm. He's a guy who's provided double-digit sacks throughout his professional career. I love that. The secondary, you know, you added Keanu Neal. You got Casey coming back. You know, brought in Pat P. You got a lot of movable pieces. I love what we've done with the offensive line as well. The backfield with Najee Harris and Warren, I'm okay with. Bringing in Allen Robinson is huge. You don't need any more tight end depth. You talked about the interior of the offensive line. So maybe, you know, the inside backer position, you know what I mean? When you talk about, you know, Holcomb, right? Brought him over from Washington, who can play, by the way, who can really play, who's a tackling machine. And, you know, you got Roberts right now. So just adding more depth behind those 2 guys would be huge, I think.
I agree. I want to get your thoughts on Kenny, and then I want to get your final prediction, or at least your prediction as far as how the Steelers season will go. Let's talk about Kenny. You guys talked about him 3 days ago on your podcast. What is your projections for what Kenny Pickett has to accomplish this year just for you to see the right progress in him and him being the next franchise quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I just want to see smart football from Kenny Pickett. And the reason why I'm so hyped about Kenny Pickett in year 2, that way he finished the season was a plus.
Mm-hmm.
I think his last 6 games, we were 5-1 in that stint. And we didn't see turnovers. We saw smart, sound decisions. And we saw some come from behind, like drives for him. Remember the Raider game, which is huge. You know what I mean? He had something similar against the Baltimore Ravens the second time we played them that led to a win for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I just need to see smart Kenny Pickett. I don't want to see Kenny Pickett put on a cape and become Superman week in and week out. I'm okay with Kenny being Clark Kent, keeping his glasses on, and just doing what he's supposed to do. He doesn't have to play hero ball because of what is surrounding him. If he just plays smart football, the guys that are around him will do what they're supposed to do. And that provides the element of what I highlighted earlier in the talent that we have on this team. So for Kenny Pickett, man, just be smart with the football. Bill Cowher used to tell us all the time, there's nothing wrong with punting the football. And for us, I know my rookie year, it didn't really make sense because I'm like, huh? I thought every time our offense on the field, we supposed to be trying to score. But he was emphasizing it's okay to punt because You allow our defense to do what they're supposed to do, which is defend the blade of grass that they have behind him. But when you don't punt and you're not scoring, you're giving turnovers. Turnovers can hit you in two different ways. The first way could provide it could hurt you is it could provide a quality field position situation for the opposing offense to score. The second way it can hurt you is it snatches any momentum you might have had at that appointed time, and now they have the momentum. And sometimes it's hard to get that momentum back, especially when it becomes a snowball rolling down a hill. So if you just understand and respect that logic, we will be okay. And at that time, I'm like, yo, it makes sense. Because you won't score every drive, Chris. That's just the name of the game. The game is too difficult. But if you try to force and score every drive, you're going to force turnovers. You will allow turnovers. And turnovers will cause you to lose ball games. Mm-hmm. Simple. Especially in the game of football. But just in sports alone, if you give them extra possessions to score points, they're going to capitalize. So me personally, that's the name of the game for Kenny Pickett. Some days he might need to put his cape on to be Superman and fly across the Steel City. And other days he might just need to be in the office with his glasses on, drawing up some notes, getting out numbers, and being smart with the ball.
Well, he might need to fly across Pittsburgh with a cape because someone stole his car the other week. So that would be crazy. Let's finish with this. Your projection for the Steelers, their regular season record, and how far you see them going in the playoffs based off of how they're constructed right now?
That's a good question. So regular season, let me pull up the schedule real quick.
I can pull it up for you on screen right here.
I like that. I like that. So I got week one, win. Week two,
okay.
Win. Week three, win. Week four, win. We're gonna split Baltimore. So we get the first game of Baltimore at home. That's a win. So right there in the five-game stretch, we're 4-1. Okay. The Rams win. It's something about Jacksonville that they always have our number. I'll take Jacksonville as a loss. Tennessee win. Cleveland win. Green Bay win. That's at home. That's a three-game stretch right there. That's home. Now, Cleveland, I'll say a split.
Okay.
We lose that Cleveland game. Cincy, that could be a split as well.
Okay.
So we lose Cincy, win Arizona, win
9-3,
win New England at the Colts. At the Colts could be a tricky one.
Mm. What do you think of Anthony Richardson?
I don't know. I don't know. Mm. But it's you know, we always had these weird ball games, and the viewers might agree with me. Well, we lose a game we're supposed to win.
It happens.
It happens every year. We all be annoyed. We like, what the freak just happened? Right? So I'll say this. We lose to Indy. The second game against Cincinnati, I said split. So we won the first one. No, we lost the first one. So we win this one. We're going to lose to Seattle. Traveling across, that might be a tough one. And we'll lose to Baltimore. So where does that put us at, Chris?
I believe that would be 12-5. If I go back, your losses were – one to the Ravens, one to the Browns, one to the Bengals, one to the Colts,
and Jacksonville.
One to the Seahawks. Oh, Jacksonville. So actually, that's 11-6. So if you're counting the Seahawks and the Jaguars and all three division teams and the Colts, just as that random game where they might lose just because, that was, so I believe your record would be 11-6 for them. But 11-6, I believe that's a playoff team in today's NFL.
Heck, that's a playoff. Yeah, no question. That gets you in the playoffs. And heck, who knows what happens in our division? We still can win a division at that mark as well.
It could be, because the AFC North, there's going to be a lot of competition this year. There could be a lot of just bloodbath in between divisional opponents, and no one gets to go 13-4 or whatever, or whatever, because they're beating up on each other. And maybe 11 wins can win the division. But even if it doesn't, they get to the playoffs this year. A lot of people in town talk about Mike Tomlin's playoff drought. The Steelers haven't won in 6 years in the playoffs and all that. Is this the year you think that streak ends?
No question. And Chris, like I said, it's all about health. If we're healthy, we're going to make this thing interesting for all football fans. If we're healthy, we just got to stay healthy. If we're able to stay healthy, the talent that they've added to this team, we're going to do numbers, good numbers. good numbers. And like I said, if we're able to be 11-6, and that question mark, the question mark game is the Colts. No, we should beat the Colts. Now, seeing how their team is assembled right now, who knows what it might look like towards the end of, I think that's a December matchup.
Yes.
But we should beat the Colts. You know, we had these weird ball games every year. It happens. But if we're 11-6 or 12-5, either record gets you in the playoffs, in my opinion.
I hear you on that. We'll get more. We'll get more stuff here when OTAs resume. But he's Bryant McFadden. Bryant, thank you so much for joining us here on the North Shore Drive podcast from the Pittsburgh Post Gazette. Let people know they can find you, follow you, and get more of your work.
Thank you, Chris, once again for having me on your platform. You can follow me on social media. Name is the same for all handles: BMAC_SportsTalk. Follow me, I'll follow you back. The same can be said for our podcast. ATC Pod on Twitter, All Things Covered on Instagram, on Facebook. It's the same. Make sure you follow the pod as well and subscribe as well. You know, we are located anywhere where podcasts are found on that platform. And of course, we have a YouTube page as well.
Absolutely. He's Bryant McFadden. Get all of his great insights. He does a great job. Bryant, thanks so much. We'll love to have you back sometime. Maybe we get closer to training camp and get to see you breaking some things down as what to expect from the Steelers. Thanks again to Bryant. And thank you all for checking us here on the North Shore Drive podcast. I'll be back Friday as we wrap up the final week of OTAs before minicamp and talk about those Buccos. Maybe their winning's still going on. We'll see then right here on the North Shore Drive podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the North Shore Drive podcast of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. If you're watching this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our YouTube channel. For 6 months of digital access to post-gazette.com for just $6, click the link down below in the description.
Llegaron los Propane Days a Lowe's. Desde ahora hasta el 16 de junio, los miembros MVPs de Lowe's reciben un 20% de reembolso en pintura con una tarjeta de regalo electrónica de Lowe's por compras de pinturas elegibles de $100 o más. Lleva la nueva y exclusiva pintura HGTV Home de Sherwin-Williams SpecRite para interiores. Lowe's sabe de pros. Aplican exclusiones, restricciones y más términos. Visita Lowe's.com/L/Pro Loyalty Terms. Sujeto a cambios.